I can't believe some of the stupid people in this country worship athletes like they're some gods or something. Give me a break. You got one screwball who won't stand for the national anthem, bunch of other fools being arrested by the police, and a whole gang of goofs walking out of the tunnel with their hands up in the air. I'm thinking, yeah, you probably should have your hands in the air after police check you for warrants. And all this isn't even the worst part. Most of these bums get paid millions of dollars for stinking up the field. Yeah, I was watching the game a while ago. I think it was the Cleveland Browns. Oh my goodness. These guys should have taken a field wearing bags on their head. I mean, they were terrible. I was watching them try to run the ball. Now you got five or six guys blocking, and you running, and the defense only got, what, maybe three or four guys on the line? And somehow this guy gets tackled in the backfield. I'm thinking, are you kidding me? You got these guys on the defense outnumbered like 7-3, and you get tackled for a loss? Man, you stink. So now they try pass play. Now that receiver out there is getting paid millions of dollars to run down the field and catch the ball. So off goes that receiver down the field. And the quarterback throws it, and what's he do? He drops the ball. This guy's getting paid millions of dollars to catch a ball. I'm thinking, what? You can't you come and catch a ball at the same time? That's the case, you better go over the sideline and spit that gum out. So now it's time for another run play. Now this guy don't even have to catch a ball. Quarterback runs up to the guy, puts it into his hands. Then all this guy has to do is hold on and run the ball. So the quarterback runs back, puts the ball into his hands, and the guy starts running. What's he do? He drops the ball. He probably needs to spit out his gum too. I'm watching this game and these guys can't even go 10 yards. That's only 30 feet in three plays. Oh, man, I tell you what, it was terrible. Finally, I see a guy, looks like he might do it. He takes a hand off and turns up the field. He got 2 yards, then three. And he's up to 5 yards, and six, and seven, eight, nine. Oh, he's almost got a first down, and what's he do? He drops the ball! Oh, my goodness gracious. Remember all those clown sightings last year? Oh, man. Somebody asked me if I'd seen any of those clowns. I said, yeah, up in Cleveland. They said, were they scary? I said, scary? Watching them run up and down the field dropping a ball? They were terrifying. And I hate to say it, but football's not the only place we have overpaid athletes. I mean, don't even get me started on basketball. You got a bunch of guys tall enough to stand on their flat feet and reach up and drop the ball into the rim. And the ball's so small, most of them can palm it. So during the game, they run up and down the floor, jump up towards the rim that's so low they can lay in the ball without jumping. You know that ball that's small enough that they can palm it in one hand? And they slam the ball in the hoop, and then they beat their chests and roar like they actually did something athletic. Give you a break. And to make matters worse, there's times they run down the floor, palm the ball, jump up to that low rim, and miss it! Unbelievable! So you know something, folks? You can forget about all this hero worship for these athletes. Hey, don't get me wrong. Some of them are good people and help others. And that's the people you should give credit to. Not some tattooed hood rat who'll probably be arrested by the police in the off season and may even be arrested during the season. So when you watch some game, don't give glory to a bunch of overpaid players. Rather, remember the God of the universe who gave these players their ability. Glorify him.